This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Here at pandemic.news and naturalnews.com, as the Health Ranger, part of my responsibility to the public is to help bring you accurate, science-based information, good math, good analysis of what's happening in our world. And with that philosophy in mind, we've just released a new infographic called Daily Deaths in the United States by Cause. So there's a lot of debate about how many people are dying from COVID-19 versus fill in the blank. I've received a lot of phone calls and texts from people who say, well, gosh, what about all the people who die from obesity? We don't lock down the country for obesity. I explained to them that's because obesity is not an infectious disease. And one of my friends actually replied back with a picture of really fat parents and really fat children at a grocery store and said, are you sure? He was joking, of course, but the point is well taken. Many causes of death are not infectious diseases, such as cancer and heart disease, accidents, you know, suicide, Alzheimer's, diabetes, strokes, and so on. They don't spread from person to person in social context. But COVID-19, based on the Wuhan coronavirus, is, of course, a transmissible disease. It spreads from person to person, usually from lungs to lungs. So one person speaks, and they have the coronavirus in their spittle. As they're speaking, they're spraying. You ever heard that phrase? Say it, don't spray it, Bob. That's because a lot of people spit when they speak. In fact, just saying the word spitting or speaking is actually spitting while you're speaking, which is just an interesting factoid. But it sprays it out into the air, and then other people breathe it in. And that's how it spreads. So, of course, you know, diabetes doesn't work that way. Just if you're standing next to a person with diabetes, you don't catch diabetes. Now, maybe if you eat all the same foods they eat, yeah, you would get diabetes. But that's your own choice, and you can't catch it from another person. So it's very important for us to have accurate information about what's really killing people in America so that we can understand relative risk. So let's look at that right now. And this is based on CDC numbers. This infographic is very useful to understand. It's a snapshot from April 14th, 2020. COVID-19, or the coronavirus, killed 2,407 Americans that day. Understand that on that one day, the coronavirus killed almost as many Americans as died in 9/11 in one day. Now, how many people does heart disease kill per day on average in the United States? Is that higher or lower than COVID-19? The answer is it's lower. Heart disease kills on average about 1,773 people. Cancer kills about 1,600 plus. Accidents kill about 465. And the list goes on. And at the bottom of this list for the infographic is seasonal flu. Seasonal flu kills about 94 people per day on average if you take the total deaths across the year. 94 people. And that's based on CDC statistics, which talks about 35 million people being infected and symptomatic based on CDC projections and disease surveillance and emergency room monitoring and all of that. 35 million people are symptomatic with seasonal flu each year. About 35,000 died in the last seasonal flu season, which comes out to about 94 deaths per day. So if you compare COVID-19 deaths, 2,407 on April 14th, versus the seasonal flu killing 94 people per day on average, it's very clear that COVID-19 was killing more than 20 times as many people per day as the seasonal flu. And yet, we still have mostly conservative pundits, pro-Trump journalists, independent media people out there falsely claiming that the seasonal flu kills more people than COVID-19. They claim that the seasonal flu kills 10% of those it infects. This is what David Knight said on InfoWars, that seasonal flu kills 10%. That would be 3.5 million deaths per year, a little over that actually, which would mean that there would be 9,700 deaths per day from the seasonal flu on average. 9,700 deaths per day. That would dwarf heart disease, cancer, accidents, gunshots, suicides, everything. But that's impossible. Because as we know, a person in America dies about every 11 seconds. It comes out to about 7,750 deaths per day from all causes combined. They got that 7,750 deaths per day, not including COVID-19. So if you combine heart disease and cancer and accidents and strokes and Alzheimer's and diabetes and everything, seasonal flu, everything, you get about 7,750 deaths per day. And you can see that on indexmundi.com, which tracks daily deaths. Even by state, you can see how many people die in New York per day. That number, by the way, is normally 452. But recently, as you've seen with coronavirus in New York City, we've had reported almost 800 deaths per day from coronavirus alone in New York City, which of course dwarfs the daily deaths from all causes in New York, which is 452. So it would be impossible for the seasonal flu to kill 9,700 people per day if the total deaths per day in America is only 7,750. If the seasonal flu were really killing 9,700 people per day, as is claimed by the Gateway Pundit and Dr. David Brownstein and David Knight and others, then there would be millions of body bags flowing out of the hospitals every flu season. And everyone you know who got the flu, there would be a 10% chance that they would die that year. And you would probably be dead too, because you probably had the flu more than once, maybe 5 times, maybe 10 times in your lifetime. How are you still alive? You should have been killed by it if it's that fatal. But of course, it isn't that fatal. The seasonal flu, according to the CDC, kills less than 1 in 1,000 people it infects. The actual death rate from seasonal flu, according to the CDC, is 0.096%. That's less than 1 in 1,000. Meanwhile, the case fatality rate for COVID-19 is at least an order of magnitude higher. That would be 1 in 100, or 1% of those it infects. Now, then we hear people saying, oh, but those people had underlying conditions. You can't count them as COVID-19 deaths because they already had cancer, or they already had diabetes, or they already had stroke risk. But that's not an argument, because in almost every death that happens every day in the United States, people have underlying comorbidity factors. For example, when people die of heart disease, most of them also have early stage cancer, some form of blood sugar imbalance, maybe diabetes. People who die from strokes often have heart disease as well. People who die from cancer often have diabetes. There's almost no one who dies who's in perfect health, right? That would make no sense. You don't have someone who's in perfect health with no underlying conditions that suddenly, spontaneously dies from heart disease. It doesn't work that way. People tend to fail in their health systemically. They begin to develop heart disease and diabetes and cancer and Alzheimer's all in parallel. The question is just which one kills them first. And that's what goes on the death certificates. Which one killed you first? That's what death certificates are supposed to describe. What killed you today? Not what might have killed you 6 months from now or 5 years from now. For example, if people who have cancer die in an automobile accident, you don't say, well, it's wrong to count them as dying in the automobile accident because they had cancer. They would have died anyway. That's absurd. That's not an argument. That's a misinterpretation of the cause of death. If someone burns up in a house fire, but they already had diabetes, you don't say they didn't die in the fire because they had an underlying health condition and they would have died anyway. No, they died in the fire. If someone dies from a horrible agricultural accident because they wrapped their body around the PTO of a tractor, you don't say, well, hey, he would have died anyway because he had dementia. No, he died from the tractor accident. And when doctors and nurses and coroners, when they work to put causes of death on death certificates, they try to describe the most obvious cause, what's called the proximal cause. What killed them today? And there have been a lot of people saying, well, they're just presuming they died from COVID-19. They haven't proved it. Yeah, in some cases, they don't have the test because you don't test dead people for COVID-19 typically. But when you've got thousands of people coming into the hospitals in New York City in the middle of a pandemic, and they all share the same symptoms. They're all suffering from upper respiratory failure. They all need ventilators. They all show the same symptoms in the middle of a pandemic. It's not irrational to presume that the pandemic is what killed them. I mean, you could drag 100 dead bodies out of back in September 2001. Sadly, the first responders in New York City had to drag almost 3,000 bodies out of the rubble of the World Trade Center. All of those people were counted as dying from the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Did they prove that all those people died from a building collapsing on them? No. Why? There's no need to. You can see building collapsed. Is it possible that some of those people died from cancer 30 seconds before the building collapsed? Yes, it is possible. It is extremely unlikely. Extremely unlikely. The proximal event was the airplanes hitting the Twin Towers, collapsing the two buildings, and then, of course, demolition being pulled on the third building, WTC-7, collapsing that building as well. The three collapsing buildings together crushed about 3,000 Americans, mostly New Yorkers. You don't have to do an autopsy on all 3,000 people to conclude that they died in the collapse of the buildings, because that's the proximal cause. If you have a hurricane and there's massive flooding and first responders are dragging dead bodies out of the rivers who apparently died from drowning, do you do autopsies on them to make sure that they didn't die from cancer first? Maybe they died from cancer and collapsed into the river in the middle of a hurricane. Okay, some people have horribly bad luck. That's possible, but it's not likely. The proximal cause is the flooding and the drowning. It's obvious. And to summarize all this, the reason why I continue to emphasize correcting the bad math and getting the numbers right on this is because if we hope to navigate this, if we hope to beat this virus and beat the globalists who built it, by the way, we must understand the relative risk. And when people like David Knight go out there and say, oh, the flu kills 10 times as many people as COVID-19, what they are doing is pushing complacency. Anyone who believes that line would think, oh, well, gosh, the flu is not that deadly. And if this coronavirus is less than 1/10 as deadly as the flu, then there's nothing to worry about. So they won't take precautions. They won't wear a mask in social situations. They won't take zinc. They won't practice social distancing. And they will tend to spread the virus to others, costing innocent lives. Getting the numbers right is the same thing as saving lives. And that's why I've been so insistent about this, even probably angering a few people across independent media for pointing out their bad math. That's okay. My goal is to save lives, not to save someone's fragile emotions because they can't do math. My job is to help you navigate the real risk of this so that we can stay alive and we can beat this thing and we can rebuild our economy and we can restore America's liberties and freedoms and end these horrific lockdowns that are driving everybody insane. We have to understand the math. We've got to get the numbers right. That's what I'm trying to do here, because that's how we beat this. Now, hopefully in the days ahead, we will see these numbers begin to fall. In fact, I'm sure of it. In a few more weeks, we may be past the worst of the first wave of this coronavirus. Daily deaths from COVID-19 will eventually fall to only 1,000 deaths a day, and then eventually only 100 deaths a day. But when we reopen the economy and end the lockdowns, if we don't take this risk seriously, if we don't enforce wearing masks in public places and workplaces, if we don't teach people the true risk of this, then there will be a second explosion, another wave of infections, and then more lockdowns, more economic destruction. Trump will lose. America will be over. The Federal Reserve will just print money until the dollar collapses. Is that what you want? Because those of you out there who are pushing lies about this, claiming the regular flu is 10 times more deadly than coronavirus, you are going to push us into the collapse of the Trump administration, the dollar, and the end of America, because you refused to take this seriously. You refused to recognize the real risk, and you made people complacent. It's like if America were under attack from Chinese troops, but then there were some people, journalists or pundits or whatever, who were out there on the internet saying, there's no Chinese troops. Let's say 1 million Chinese troops landed at the Long Beach port in California. And Governor Newsom said, yay, welcome the commies. And the Chinese troops were invading California. But a bunch of conservative so-called journalists were out there saying, oh, there's no Chinese troops. They're not here. They're not invading. They're not shooting bullets. You're fine. Don't worry about it. That would be insane, right? Because you wouldn't be able to defend your nation. You wouldn't be able to react and respond to the invasion and kill those invading bastards to defend your country. That's what's happening with COVID-19. We have people saying it's not real. We have people saying that it's not killing hardly anyone. We have people saying that it's not even as risky as the seasonal flu. That's like saying that is irresponsible, inaccurate information that breeds complacency. And that's why I continue to speak out against it, regardless of whose emotions are affected by this. We must get this right. This is a matter of life and death, not just for us, but for our nation, for America. If we are to survive this, we have to be accurate about the risk that it poses. And we have to encourage everybody to exercise precautions, wear masks, take zinc, take vitamin D, promote hydroxychloroquine where it can be used safely in critical cases. We must beat this before the vaccine is rolled out and the vaccine police state that will come with it. Trust me when I say you do not want this infection to still be around when Bill Gates teams up with Big Pharma and has a medical police state SWAT team knocking on your door with a gun in your face and a needle for your arm. You do not want to still be under a pandemic when that day comes. You want to be able to say, hey, this thing's over. We don't need the vaccine because we beat it. And we beat it because we took it seriously. We took precautions. We stopped the replication. We used nutrition. We protected our freedom, our liberty, our health, and our country because we can do math. We understand the risk. We took precautions. We beat this thing rationally with dedication and courage and good information. That's what I do. That's my role. And I thank you for all your support. And I thank you for all your support as we work together to defeat this attack against humanity. Thank you for your support. Continue to read pandemic.news. If you want to financially support our operations, check out healthrangerstore.com, which is shipping every day. Huge business. We are operating every day. We were declared critical infrastructure by the governor of Texas. We've been shipping every day. We have not lost a day. And we have all the precautions. Everybody at the Health Ranger store wears masks. We sanitize surfaces twice a day. We take the temperature of every person every day. And we've been doing that for over a month. I don't know how long we've been doing it, but we have a logbook for the county health officials of every day our activities to make sure that the infection doesn't come to our store. We practice what we preach. We deliver clean food, clean supplements, laboratory tested products that help protect your health, so that together we can help beat this pandemic and protect America, save lives, defend the things that we believe in, such as liberty and health freedom. Thank you for listening. Share this everywhere. This is Mike Adams for naturalnews.com and pandemic.news. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.